Phil, let me ask you a question here. Again, we're doing this program in the context of focusing on really refugees, specifically Muslims, because that's such an issue in this country. And we are concerned as American Pastors Network that whereas we raise the voice of concern about the ideology of Islam and the Quran and the teachings of Muhammad and all of that, that within that context of raising that awareness, that the love for the individual, and what we talked about the program at the beginning, the church and the family and the individual is not overshadowed by that concern, and we keep our heart open and we look for the opportunity to talk with and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with Muslims. Now, we probably don't have too long a time to get into this in real depth, but if someone is listening right now, perhaps they have a Muslim neighbor, how do they even open up the conversation about Jesus Christ? How would you suggest? Is there a question or a thought process that would be most workable or usable for a Christian to witness his faith in Jesus Christ to a Muslim?
Well, you know, it's a great question, Sam, and there's a lot to think about in that. Because it does help to understand a lot of the most Muslims' background and their instruction. Most Muslims have a lot of simple instruction, but it's often apologetics to prepare themselves against Christians. But actually, also, most Muslims have never read the Quran in Arabic, or if they did, they didn't understand it because most Muslims don't speak Arabic. And so there is some simple apologetics that they've learned. And so if you were to approach a Muslim and say, I want to tell you about Jesus, they might say, well, we already believe in Jesus. As a matter of fact, we probably honor him more than you do. And all of a sudden you realize you've kind of stepped into something that may get you, instead of being easy, it may be difficult. And so I would recommend that you begin to learn about Islam and what it teaches. Most people don't want to, and I understand that. So what I recommend is that people just be overtly Christian and overtly loving. And that way, if they're just loving people as a kind person, then that demonstrates in front of them what your background is, what you believe, and how God is moving in your life. Then I recommend that, because most Muslims in America are immigrants that speak a foreign language at home, and I recommend they get some of these tools, like the Jesus film. The Jesus film is in over 1,500 languages, and it's been used around the world. Millions of Muslims have come to Christ watching the Jesus film in their own homes and countries and in their own languages. And as millions have come here, and they speak Arabic, Farsi, Turkish, Kurdish, Urdu, Somali, all kinds of Muslim background languages. The Jesus film is an excellent tool because it's the gospel presented by Jesus himself. And it's all scripture. It's all scripture. So they're hearing the word of God, which has power. And the Holy Spirit speaks to them as they watch the film. And just as in other countries, and millions of Muslims have come to Christ watching the Jesus film in other countries, it could be watched here in America, and you could give it to them as a gift. I recommend that as a real entry point, so that Muslims in your community, you could pray for them, and not just Muslims, Hindus and Buddhists and others. You could pray for those people, and you could offer them gifts of the Jesus film and do other things. Most of them have come here from other countries, and they don't celebrate Christmas in their own countries. And they see Christmas happening here in America. And as they see Christmas, they kind of miss out. They don't really get it. But we see a lot of joy and happiness and gift-giving. So we've had partners in ministry give Jesus film gifts to whole Muslim communities, just knocking on doors and blessing them and sharing with them that, you know, we're Christians from local churches, and we celebrate Christmas by giving gifts. Here's a gift. And oftentimes they'll say thank you.